From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump on Tuesday vigorously defended what many say was a weak initial statement condemning Saturday's deadly radical and racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump said there was enough guilt to blame on both sides.
I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now.
Trump's critics say it took him 2 days to use the words neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan, and white supremacists when condemning the riots that left a young woman and two Virginia state policemen dead and dozens hurt. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said Trump should not allow white supremacists to share only part of the blame. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the Trump administration remains interested in a dialogue with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but is waiting for some sign of interest from Pyongyang.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to a dialogue, but that's up to him.
Speaking to reporters at the State Department, Tillerson said he had no comment on North Korea's statement that it would not carry out a launch toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam at this time. Rescue workers have recovered at least 300 bodies and some 600 remain missing from a mudslide in the outskirts of Sierra Leone's capital of Freetown. President Ernest Bai Koroma urged residents of Regent and other flooded areas around Freetown to evacuate immediately so that military personnel and other rescue workers could continue to search for survivors that might be buried. This is VOA News. Mukhtar Robo, also known as Abu Mansur, was the one-time deputy leader of the Somali Islamist militants Al-Shabaab. He called for others to quit the group following his defection to the government side in Mogadishu. Robo said he left the Al-Shabaab group because he disagreed with their creed, which does not serve Islamic religion, the people, and the country. Robo fell out of favor with Al-Shabaab in 2013. He kept a low profile in the jungles with his forces until defecting last week. The Islamists have launched multiple attacks trying to kill or capture him. Suicide bombers attacked a camp for internally displaced people and a nearby market in a northeastern Nigeria village Tuesday. They killed at least 20 people. VOA's Millar Sega has more.
Village Chief Lawan Kali said Tuesday at least three suicide bombers entered the market around 5 p.m., posing as buyers, then went to the nearby camp for people displaced by Nigeria's conflict and simultaneously detonated their explosives. Kali says 80 others were injured and were rushed to the hospital in Maiduguri, about 30 kilometers away.
Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people in its eight-year insurgency. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has ordered his army to conduct a comprehensive drill later this month in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat last week of a possible military action in the South American country. White House Media Relations Director Helen Aguirre told VOA's Spanish service that any military option in Venezuela would be a last resort.
There is no country that in its right state of mind really looks at the military option as the first option. No, to the contrary, it's the last one that should be used. And President Trump is very clear and very aware of that. What he has not done is taken any option off the table.
The Venezuelan military maneuvers are scheduled for August 26th and 27th. UN observers on Tuesday removed the last of more than 8,000 guns once carried by the guerrillas of Colombia's largest rebel army. They collected them at 26 demobilization sites around the South American nation under a historic peace deal. Rebels agreed to disarm as part of the pact they reached with the government last year. Some of the weapons will be smelted and transformed into statues commemorating the end of Latin America's longest-running armed conflict. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. In addition, you can get instantaneous updates by following VOA on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.